DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
It is,
This is why we can't have nice things, America. This is why.
Wow.
Go to the corner in four years, maybe you can come back.
I said on the way over here that out of the three of us, I thought Bryce would be the angriest, and I was not wrong.
I'm not angry.
Okay, let's back it up.
I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
First of all, welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James. I almost said
I am Bryce.
And we have Samantha with us.
Hi, yes. Well, actually, it's Donald Trump. Don, my brother, just got elected president, so good days for us. Good days. Salad days.
First of all, Jim, yes. Brother, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Today we are recording on the day of your birth. It wasn't on purpose. Usually we try and ignore this day, but
it's out of necessity, I would say. After the little debacle we had last week, trying to get the show to record, you know, it just happened to fall. And again, it was one of those random things where technology. The fuck was that?
I had some of this horrible beverage that you love.
Oh. I would lick it off.
It tastes like a.
I swear to God, I would.
It's like a liquid multivitamin. It's so.
What's wrong
horrible.
With a multivitamin? Your body needs a multivitamin.
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with a multivitamin. I don't want to drink it.
I just want it in a suppository.
Exactly.
And here's what you do. You pour it into a pan, and you put it on the stove, and you reduce it down to like a bouillabaisse, and then you dry that out, and then you can snort it.
This sounds like
a headache. No.
It's good. You just rub it on your gums. Face goes numb.
You good for the day?
Yeah. Oh, dude, you are up.
You lose weight while you do it?
Yeah, well, and sometimes you get so full of energy, you just want to steal copper wiring out of, you know, cars or houses or whatever's in your
car. Or walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had a few days to...
drink
sort of process.
Oh boy, if I didn't have to work, trust me, I would have been drinking.
The one thing that the three of us for a year didn't think would ever happened.
Yeah.
And honestly, I blame Jim.
We'll get to who I blame.
It is a new day, my friends.
Yeah, and
new does it may not be the best day ever.
Yeah, new does not equate to good in any stretch of the imagination. I couldn't believe it. I stayed up all night to see the results, and it was like till 2 a.m. before all the votes had been tallied, and I kept watching slowly, but surely. He just kept gaining ground and gaining more states. And, you know, when I saw, I was watching for a while and I started to get nauseous. And when I last watched it, Pennsylvania was, I was looking at this map of the country and, the dark red or the dark blue states meant that those states had already gone to their respective, possible, parties. When I left, Pennsylvania was light blue, which means the votes were still being tallied, but it's projected that she was going to win. And then when I came back and checked again, it was light red, which means the power had shifted. I'm like, there's no fucking way Pennsylvania's going to elect this fucking Cheeto-skinned douchebag to the most powerful office in the country. And when the phone got tallied, I was just – it dawned on me. I'm like, there's so many rich, entitled assholes that live in Pennsylvania – of course, not being any of them, you know, it just, I was gobsmacked.
Come on, Jim, you're an asshole.
Well, okay, fair enough. I mean, 6-1, half a dozen the other.
So there's one of the three.
Yeah, if I was a rich asshole, I would be, you know, tolerable. But, yeah.
Obviously, we haven't mentioned it, but we are talking about the election.
I think everyone kind of knows.
I can sense it. Every podcast I've listened to this week has been about the election, so obviously.
Yeah, we're no different.
We're no different.
I was amazed. I was appalled.
Yeah.
I was sickened.
Yeah.
I was awake at 4 a.m. when I learned the news, and I because I have to be up early for my job.
Yeah.
And so I saw the results. I went in and I gently woke my sweet wife and I said, honey, I just want you to know that I love you and that when the world ends and we're huddled in our crumbling refrigerator box over our stolen cup of noodles, over a fire.
Hiding from the death squads.
No, yeah. I see you more like...
And we both smell like urine.
I see you more like...
I will still love you. And she looked at me and she went, he fucking won?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even have to say.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
how
perceptive my wife is.
I kind of imagine you two being like in an air vent, and you have like one grenade left. It just sort of, you know, you're holding it, and she puts her hand on yours and says, "You always were an asshole, Corbin."
Tells me I was.
And it just
as the Trump squads surround us.
God. And it's like it's sickening.
This is, of course, after I've stuck a shotgun in one's mouth and gotten acid all over my arm.
Because, as we know,
trying to protect her.
Trump supporters, their blood is concentrated acid. being the lizard people that live at the center of the earth and all. I'm just like, every time I
at
hear...
At least we know that Bryce will be able to fit through the piping and call for a dropship to get some of the survivors.
He ain't coming back for us. Bryce is looking out for two people, Bryce and Bryce's wife, and that's it. And unless you're one of those two people, you've been fucked.
Hey, but some of our people will have survived.
Yeah, and they'll have to procreate.
I fully support his decision to just protect him and his wife.
It's a shame, though, that there's going to be no country for you to flee to or land on. Americans will become vilified like the Nazis were after World War II. So, every time I hear his voice or see the words President Trump, does that not sound like a fucking...
I can't even say it.
Yeah, it sounds acidic.
Yeah, it sounds like a comic book supervillain. You know?
He is forever going to be in the history books in the list of presidents.
Yeah. And
and I got to tell you guys, there is so much fear right now. There is so much worry and fear in our country. I had the very great pleasure to speak with Byron Beck yesterday.
Oh, man. That's cool.
While he was on the... Oh, he is devastated.
I imagine
and
so.
He's not alone.
Yeah.
There was there was a very near fist fight between two of the personalities at the radio station.
Jeez.
And... I said this to one of them because I don't know the other. But they were both in the wrong in how they went about things. But the great thing was yesterday they got together and they apologized and they kind of hugged it out and
good.
Got on the same page.
And that's what we need to do is we need to come back together.
Yeah.
And do what we can.
The problem is we're so divided over guy that it's not going to happen.
I know.
I mean, those
there's
of us,
so much fear.
Those of us
and
that
here's
actually,
the thing, too.
I was just going to say, those of us that actually can think that way, that can have a mindset that, okay, well, we can't change what happened. All we can do is find a way to come together against our common, you know, for lack of a better term, enemy, which is the leader of this country. And find a way to move forward from this whole thing. But on the other side of that coin are all of the fucking shitheads that are, you know, gun nuts, that are I mean, he doesn't so much have followers, he's like a cult leader in that sense. The people that, you know, you either really hate him or you will fucking kill for him. Willingly, happily, I saw something a friend of mine posted today down in Texas. And it was basically a picture of a bunch of guys that looked like, you know, some redneck type militia guys. And they all got their guns slung over their shoulders. And it said, I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, now that our man Trump is in the White House, it's time for us all to, all of us NRA members to come together and start forming a tar and feather squad to go after and basically kill all those idiots in the universities that are preaching diversity. So, like, you're attacking the idea that we can all come together, you know, unless you're a white male Christian God-fearing man with an arsenal in your truck, you know.
And that's the point I was about to make, Jim. There is the people who hardcore supported him. My Facebook on Wednesday was all sadness, except for two people. And one of them, and I'm going to paraphrase their Facebook entry, but it was very much like gung-ho, finally. And she is a hardcore Christian.
Yeah.
And someone, after she was like, yay, we celebrated, we elected Trump, one of her friends posted, how do I explain to my daughter that this misogynistic, sexist asshat is our leader? And her reply was, you can comfort her by telling her that we elected someone who will support her right to
be punched in the
worship
pussy.
Whatever God she wants. So not only did she not answer the question about how to explain that sexism and misogyny is okay, but she also wrongfully stated that we elected a president that I say we, they elected a president that will support your right to worship whoever you want. To which my response was, and I didn't write this down and I really should have, but my response was, yes, you can worship any god you like so long as it's green and made of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He stated care. Numerous
he
times that if you're of Muslim faith, you're out of here.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe me, I'll bring up YouTube videos of all his rallies where he said
he never said
his
that.
Own words.
Hey, he's never said that.
Oh,
and he'll
fuck,
say that on the record.
Fuck that. So, yeah, this whole thing about coming together is not going to happen because, yes, our government wants us to come together and heal the divide. But the problem is now, because of who is elected and the campaign that he ran, racists, bigots, sexists, just the worst of the worst are coming out and saying, no, my president said this is okay, so I'm going to beat, I'm going to murder, I'm going to rape, I'm going to do whatever I want because my guy is in the White House.
Yeah. It's, you know.
And no one through Trump's campaign stopped him and went, you may need to tame down your message.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's
no one really. The problem is everyone was so in the moment. No one really thought of the consequences.
When I saw, when I saw these stories about, because I mean, older people that you know have lived their entire lives up until this point, thinking in this bass ackwards kind of way, that you know Trump supporters would. There are people that they've been lost. There's no way you're going to get them back. What terrifies me are when you turn on the news and you see stories. This happened in York, fucking Pennsylvania. Go figure. Some students at a vocational school were marching down the hallway with a Trump for President sign, screaming white power as they walked down the hallways. This kind of open embrace of things that, for many years, we were told didn't exist in this country anymore. Well, now that the rock's been kicked over, and
it's been being brought to the forefront,
and it's like people are thinking, well, now it's okay for me to truly speak my mind and let me tell people how I feel.
There was a story about some high school kids waving a Confederate flag, telling kids of Mexican descent or Latin descent to pack their bags; they're about to be shipped off. And I think there was even a couple fights over it. And the school rightfully suspended the
flag.
Let's call them Trump
the perpetrators.
Supporters. And they say they're going to use this as a teaching tool. What possibly way can you spin this into, like, that's not okay? Because our president-elect said it was okay for a year.
Yeah.
Said this is his plan. Here's the big issue, and this was discussed a lot over the week with people I know. The problem is, and one of the reasons that he got as much support he did, is that middle America, which is where he dominated,
oh, yeah,
feels very disenfranchised with our government. They feel ignored. They feel like nothing is getting done. And they wanted change.
They wanted something different. They didn't want the same status quo.
Here's number two. Hillary is a very polarizing political figure. You either love her or you hate her. There's no middle ground with her. And unfortunately, she came with a lot of political baggage that people just are tired of.
I think it was more that she was just a woman and the sexism.
No, I disagree with that, Jim. Unfortunately,
oh, you're wrong.
I think any other woman who ran other than Hillary or Sarah Palin probably would have stood a better chance.
What?
I'm not saying that she would have won, but I think America, if America's ready for a black president, they're ready for a woman president. Yeah.
Not necessarily. I heard a lot of sexist things about her being a woman.
I have no doubt about that, but Hillary has always been a very polarizing
person. Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I think there were several factors, and I do believe her being a woman was a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. Because, here's the thing. Trump will forever go down as the president who beat the possible first woman.
Yeah.
President. That's not a great thing to be known for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his claim to fame. He beat the first potential woman president.
Yeah.
That's people are saying that's why Mitt Romney didn't run again.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of people are saying that had Mitt run, we would not be talking about President-elect Trump.
Yeah.
God, that sounds so acidic.
I can't even say it. But I think another big factor was the Democrats didn't have the turnout that we needed to win.
No.
And
actually,
that's why.
Here's the problem. And I was going to get into this later, but we might as well get into it now. Democrats actually had a higher turnout than Republicans.
Yeah, we generally do.
Here's how the system is broken. I researched this because I've been hearing a lot about it on Facebook. So I did the research. The popular vote, that means you, me, everyone, every single American who voted, the popular vote was that Hillary Clinton won.
Yeah.
We should be talking about President Clinton here. Here's the problem. We have a system in place called the Electoral College.
Which is fucking horseshit.
It is a very broken system. When it was established, to represent all the states in the Union.
All 13
and at the time, it was very hard to get all the ballots in on election day and get that stuff reported because they didn't even have...
There was no email or mail system.
They didn't even have phones or
telegraph.
Telegraph, yeah. Thank you. I was trying to think of that word. So to get the results from one side of the country to the other was Pony Express. And you had to hope that they made it and didn't get dysentery, killed by Indians, starved, whatever. At the time, it made sense. Now, here's where it gets broken. The Electoral College is made up of 538 people. That's 100 senators, 438 representatives from each state. Here's where it gets broken. Not every state is represented fairly.
Oh, yeah.
So it breaks down by population, the way I understand it. And I'm probably going to get this wrong, so you might want to look it up on YouTube. Bryce, you know the video that I watched.
C.P. Gray.
Explains
is the,
it perfectly.
Guy who makes it. He's on YouTube.
Let's take the state of Ohio. Given the state of Ohio's population, it should get what should be the equivalent of, I think, 20 votes in the Electoral College by population. However, the Electoral College takes two of those votes away and gives it to Rhode Island because Rhode Island has a smaller population.
Yeah.
supposedly this is to make voting more fair across the country, but it doesn't make it fair. So people in Ohio who may have voted for Hillary suddenly are voting, or no, I'm sorry, people in Rhode Island, let's say they all vote Hillary, but two electoral college votes in Ohio that they now get in Rhode Island are for Trump.
Yeah.
And because Rhode Island has less votes or less population, the votes counted from Ohio count more. So suddenly, even though Rhode Island voted all Hillary Clinton, they're now getting more votes for
Trump. They're going towards
Trump.
Yeah.
So the system is very broken.
Very. Yeah.
And that's why we have, that's why the candidates focus on certain states. If you actually, if you paid attention to the campaign, you'd notice that they've visited certain states more.
Yeah.
Those are the states that really count, because those are the states that give votes to other states.
Those are the swing states with the most electoral votes.
Yeah. So they visit those more often, because if they get more votes in there, they end up getting more states. That's how they win more states.
Yeah.
So Pennsylvania may have actually voted completely Clinton, but because another state has more electoral votes that count towards Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania suddenly goes Trump.
Yeah, it's based on all the pro-Trump banners, and I'm not just talking like the little things that you put in your front lawn, like the little like foot and a half
the lawn signs.
Yeah, I'm talking like the gigantic, you know, building-sized banners that were, you know, at first there were like almost none of them. You know, you saw a couple of Trump things here and there, but it was mostly all Clinton. And as it got closer and closer to Election Day, people were coming out of the woodwork and damn near having like
Here's the other thing about that. The timing of that email thing, I firmly believe money changed hands.
Yeah.
When the FBI announced that they were reopening that case.
Well, they didn't even say they were reopening it.
No, they said there was a formal announcement that they were reopening because they had found more emails
they
that
found
may
more
shed
emails,
more
yeah.
light. So they used the words reopen the case.
Okay.
What they should have said was reactivated the case, which still would have been harmful.
Yeah.
And I think
the timing of it was a week before the election, and then 2 days before the election, people's minds were changed. And it goes back to what I was saying. People are so disenfranchised, and Hillary had so much bad political baggage.
Yeah. Whether it was true or not, she had to deal with the brunt of it. And I think that's where her campaign failed is I didn't really see with this second thing of emails – I didn't really see any pushback from them saying, trying to fight against it. I kind of felt like they just kind of left it.
They left it. They just rolled with it because at that point
they felt too comfortable.
Yeah.
I think that was a big part of it. Is they were too confident because of the projections showing that she was going to win.
It's one of those things where you're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't. If they left it alone, which is what they did, then it seems like they don't care about it. If they jump all over it, then it seems like they are guilty. They're just trying to play damage control. So sometimes,
but they are playing damage control.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they should have been doing.
Well, and now there's also talk of completely reopening the case and really delving into all these emails because there's, and again, it's because of Trump's promises to see Hillary in jail, and there's a lot of bad stuff. People forget, number one, that the Trump family and the Clintons before this election were friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Trump used to be a Democrat.
Up to 3 years ago, Trump used to be a Democrat. People also either don't know or forget that Trump said 3 years ago that if he ever ran for president, he would run as a Republican because Republicans have the stupider voters. You can find it on YouTube, people.
And he also said
you're stupid.
He also said several years before that if he ran, he would make money off of running for president.
Which
and I sent you guys a link.
Oh, yeah.
He made several million dollars off of his campaign personally.
Okay, guys. Some possibly bright news in all of this. Number one, President-elect Trump is not officially President-elect Trump yet. Something I learned by watching about the Electoral College is it's not official until December 19th.
Yeah.
When the electorates get together and actually cast their vote. So we do the public election, we do the popular election, and what that does is that tells the electorates how each state wishes
should,
to vote.
Yeah,
and again, that goes back
do.
To how broken the system is, because
yeah.
what a state says isn't necessarily what the electorates get.
Yeah.
Now, something very interesting, very rare, and probably won't happen, but we can hope, is that the electorates can go against their state and vote their conscience.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jim. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was scoffing, I believe is the term.
I don't believe this will happen.
Yeah.
It is banned in 29 states.
Yeah, most of them.
The interesting thing is even though it's banned, the electorates can still go against it. They just have to pay a small fine.
Fines.
But even so,
stop that.
20, you know, if my math is correct, which it is not, you would need 29. I'm sorry. But if you got just a few of those, if you got six of those to vote their conscience, we could have
a change, or we could have a contested election.
Exactly.
Which would bring it to, I believe, Congress,
which no, because Senator, it's Republican,
control, yeah,
it would still,
but
yeah, a lot of Republicans are against him.
Yeah, there is other things, because we could potentially have President Trump with a Democratic vice president, because they don't get to choose.
Mm.
Yeah,
that would be interesting. At least we'd get Kane in there.
Yeah,
that fucking lump
Pence.
Of nothing.
Oh God. Pence is almost, I hate to say this, but he is almost worse than Trump.
Almost, but I will give him credit, because a lot of stuff that Trump has been saying, like Pence has been coming out
he's
going,
been
no,
trying to do
no,
damage
no.
control.
Don't lump us together on this one.
Yeah.
Here's another interesting thing. Apparently, there is enough evidence of his past business dealings that he could be impeached.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also,
that's what I'm really hoping
he
for.
He does have a civil case coming up at the end of November that he cannot miss. They tried to push the date back, and the
yeah,
judge
they pushed
said
it back
no.
7 years already.
There's a racketeering case that if he's found guilty could be grounds for impeachment before he even gets in office.
Yes, if he is found guilty of a felony, that excludes him from being
even
president.
In a civil case.
A civil case doesn't affect it.
Oh.
It has to be a criminal.
Well, then we're
so
fucked, because he could be found guilty in this, because it is a civil
yes,
case.
They could decide to press charges and try it as a criminal case after the fact.
That won't happen.
I doubt
that it. Won't yeah. happen, because again, if anything, this electoral cycle has shown us how corrupt the system is.
Yeah.
He'll just throw money at it.
Yeah.
Well, he won't. One of his kids will.
Yeah.
And it won't be Tiffany, because she's the only good Trump. there are sort of silver linings on this cloud, but I firmly believe that they won't come to fruition. We won't see light from these.
We're in for a rough 4 years.
Yeah.
Very rough.
Here are some of the things that I've seen that people are fearful for. Number one, his biggest promise to the American people was when he gets in office, he's repealing everything Obama done. That means Obamacare, mm-hmm. healthcare, gone. I've heard people who support him say, oh no, you'll get better healthcare. No. If history has taught us
he
anything...
He wants to privatize it.
If history has taught us anything, it's that Republicans are about making money for
yep.
their constituents,
yep.
not for their... not,
not
helping
for
the people.
The people yeah.
Which means the healthcare system, as broken as it is going to go away.
Gone.
And we're going to go back to a system yep. where insurance companies can decide not to insure you if you have a pre-existing condition,
yep.
What have you. I've got friends who need medication to live because
yep.
they have conditions.
And they won't
who
be able to
will
afford it.
Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but, so
yeah.
basically...
That's their problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
that's
but
that's
see,
Trump's
that's the
thought.
Thing is... The people who voted Trump and are so proud of it, they're condemning others to death.
Yeah.
The same people are like, yeah, let's all get together.
And they,
except for you people who are sick.
And one of the biggest things, too, is I may benefit from a Trump presidency. I'm a white, middle-class male.
You don't make enough money to benefit.
I make decent money.
But not enough.
I'm in an industry where I have pretty good job security. But it's going to be at the expense of those that can't afford it. Because it's going to, the money always has to come from somewhere, and it comes from the bottom.
Well, and here's the thing, too.
You'll have a two-bedroom house in the FEMA camp, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tent.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a house. The problem with that is you don't make enough money, so you will be taxed higher. I will be taxed even higher than you because I make less money.
That's what I'm saying.
And so people either – they're so frustrated that they just wanted to change. But the fact of the matter is the person they elected because they wanted that change doesn't give a shit about them.
No.
Unless they're making billions of dollars a year, he doesn't give a shit about you.
And honestly,
so that
with
means
that,
higher taxes, better tax breaks for his rich buddies – better tax breaks for companies who are taking jobs away from America and taking them to foreign countries. And we're just lower classes are going to get shit on even more than they have been.
Yep.
No health care. There's also a big fear that gay marriage is going to be made illegal across the board. Yeah. So all these people who are celebrating the fact that they finally get to be with the person they love, regardless of sex or anything, gone.
Yeah. There's a big fear of that.
You know, and that's one of the things I was going to mention, seeing Byron, who, hands down, one of the classiest people I've ever talked to. Guy is totally knowledgeable and very concerned about people.
Yeah.
And he firmly believes that this was a mistake. But he is willing to give our new president a chance.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel the same way. As a couple of days have gone on, I've realized that we do have a system in place to prevent him from going crazy. It won't stop him from doing a lot of stuff because there is something called executive order. He doesn't need approval to do these
Those
things.
Those are subject to judicial law, though. So if they...
But will
for
they
now,
be?
That's the question. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if he ends up with more than the one Supreme Court choice, that could change that, mm-hmm. where something that is illegal is, it's not that bad. So we're not going to do
anything
about it.
We're talking about a guy who manipulates the system and exploits it for his own benefit.
Yeah.
He wouldn't release his tax returns.
Yeah.
But he talked about how he exploited the system so he didn't have to pay taxes for 20 years.
Yeah.
This guy will find any loophole and expose it for his own benefit.
Yeah.
And that's a very dangerous thing. And I think, unfortunately, I think Americans are going to discover that the hard way. And they're going to see that the person they wanted to bring about change is going to bring about change, but not the change they want.
Yeah.
The people in middle America are so disenfranchised,
they're
going to
suffer
even more.
And that's what I'm hoping they see and realize.
But they won't be able to change it for 4 years, so they're going to have to suffer.
We have midterm
for
elections, which can make some of a difference.
Some change, but you can't get rid of the president.
Yeah, exactly. But you can help limit the power of that party, which limits his power.
There is the possibility for that change, but again, this is a guy that I just said finds, manipulates, and exploits every opportunity he can, and I wouldn't put it past him to find a way to make himself more powerful by getting more Republicans who think like him into office, even if that means throwing money at it, which he's very good at. Not only that, but we're talking about a man who is so short-tempered and so thin-skinned that we're going to have difficulties with foreign policy.
Oh,
and he's shown that he doesn't know shit about that. And it's not just our country that we need to worry about. It's the world. You know, we're part of a much larger community now, more so than we were 100 years ago, and that's due to technology. We can, because of computers... I think you got your cat stuck.
The cat...
He's totally stuck in
the... Oh, God.
Oh, he got out. Okay. Bryce's cat was got stuck in the blinds. That was pretty funny.
In the blinds. Dork.
I was trying to figure out what I was going to say.
We are in a very scary place right now.
Oh, that's what it was.
But I think...
Basically, you're right when you say that the foreign policy, if he had one, the other countries are going to be very open about the fact that we have elected this person as our leader. And they don't live here. So they have the benefit of being able to say whatever they want and not really have to, you know... care that much about the repercussions.
There's not very big repercussions for him. Yeah.
And we have this gigantic baby in the office, and whenever other countries... It feels like we're going to have this abusive stepdad, that every time another country
drunk gets into
business, he's going to take it out on us somehow, because we're the ones that he can, you know, whip on.
The one of the things that I think is... He's a businessman, so he's used to people, when he says jump, saying how high. He thinks he can use his business prowess to help with talks with other countries. These countries have their own interests at heart, and they don't give a shit about pleasing him.
Yeah.
They want to take care of their people.
There's already worry about that, because we made the deal with Iran to give them nuclear power. And Trump has said that he's going to take that away. Iran is already coming out and saying he needs to honor the deal that was made with Obama. Now, let's examine just that for a moment. Iran is a country that is known for harboring terrorists. Iran is a country known for hating America and,
yeah.
and Western ideals. We finally get some sort of in with them by allowing them to have... nuclear power. Now, we know that nuclear power can be turned to nuclear weapons.
I thought it was he gave them money, but in exchange they had to reduce their
we lifted sanctions. Yeah, lifted sanctions against them so they can trade to make money.
Okay.
But they have to drastically reduce the amount of nuclear
capabilities.
Yeah, exactly.
So that makes sense.
And they have to leave their nuclear facilities open to inspection at all times and allow full access.
Okay, so let me backtrack and let's examine this a little bit further. So we're forcing them to reduce their nuclear capabilities.
Yes.
Let's assume that for however many years, that's the only way they've been able to get power to their country. Now they have the capability... because they're going to get more money through trade, to start exploring more effective...
more practical methods.
Like, let's face it, they're in a desert.
Solar. Exactly.
Which is cheaper, so that gives them more money,
yeah.
which allows them to better their education, better their way of life. So we've basically helped them, and now Trump wants to take that away. Now, we're also talking about a country that's very fanatical.
Yeah.
Yeah. In their ideals, and even though we may disagree with how they live their lives, it's their country, it's their lives. We should not be interfering. But if we take away that deal that we've made, that I know a lot of people are upset about, but if we take that away, that makes them hate us even more.
Even more.
And
even more than
even
they
people
already
who
do.
Are on the fence will lean towards that.
Yeah.
That means more potential for harm to our country, to our citizens.
Or even to our allies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, that being said, and knowing Trump the way we've seen him, his words have spoke volumes. His actions have spoke volumes. Even before this election, he was very notable for if someone insulted him to file lawsuits, or threatened to file lawsuits.
Yeah.
He now
something
controls
as simple
the
to sing
largest
his small
army.
Hands. Yeah.
He's got little baby hands.
He now controls the largest army in the world.
Yeah.
It's who's nothing
to say
for
he's
him
not
going to
throw
order.
A temper tantrum that starts a war.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we've already been in conflict with the Middle East for far too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But America is very anti-Middle Easterns right now.
Yeah.
And he's perpetuated that fear and that xenophobia through his campaign.
His rhetoric, yeah.
So now people believe that we have a president who has backbone and will smash these
He'll take
assholes.
ISIS down. He'll get rid of them.
The problem is ISIS is an idea, and you cannot kill an idea except through education.
Exactly.
Taking away the deal, which could give this country money to help education, is a bad
idea.
It'll fuel that hatred.
Yeah.
And perpetuate that idea.
Yeah.
So he sends in military forces. That doesn't work. So his next option, which he has already discussed and is willing to use, is nuclear weapons.
Yep.
We fire a single nuke, and that sets off a chain reaction. Because if we set off one, suddenly North Korea has a reason to send nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Russia. India.
Yeah.
There are a lot of... France, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
There are a lot of countries that have nuclear weapons who dislike America and would love a chance to show us...
The French hate us.
I don't think they hate us. They just...
They despise us.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're less tolerant of us.
Them and the smelly
us.
Cheese.
But if the Germans were to invade, then we'd suddenly be friends with the French again.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that this guy needs to tread carefully. And I think we, as a country, and I hate to say this, but I think we need to give him the benefit of the doubt and see what he does in his first 100 days. Because the first 100 days will define what kind of president we have.
Yeah.
It may be a lot of nothing. It may be a lot of the same. Because, again, his own party dislikes him.
Yeah. And they know they have to do damage control.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of butting heads.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of executive orders issued. And there's going to be a lot of butting heads.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that might go through with little to no trouble...
Obamacare.
Is Obamacare being repealed.
Yeah.
So I think the worst thing that's going to happen is that America loses health care.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, will they replace it with something as good, better, or worse? Because they've been promising for years that they would give us an alternative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it's Republicans, and they're all about supporting their constituents, making money, so I don't think it's going to benefit America as much as the original Obamacare was supposed to do.
Yeah.
The ad that was running almost ad nauseum for Trump over here was...
I would hate to be in a swing state like
you. Oh, God.
Oh,
it was every goddamn commercial on every fucking channel. It was like anti-Trump.
And I think that was a part of the...
What's that?
I think that was a part of the reason it may have gone the way it did as well, is I think people were tired of it.
Yeah.
This
there
oversaturation.
Was a lot of what they were calling, what was it? Just...
The attack ads?
No, it's just campaign exhaustion.
Yeah.
Just...
Continue.
I was going to say, the ad that was running was talking about how, you know, when Trump gets into office, he's going to fix the healthcare system. And make it so that, you know, families will get like $5,000 tax breaks for you know, everything else. It's funny how they're trying to make that sound like it's an awesome thing, considering that currently that tax break is actually $6,500. So right there, he's basically saying, I'm taking $1,500 away from your insurance, but I'm going to say it in such a way that you're going to be like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Like, fucking.
Yeah.
It just boggles.
And one thing, too, is. I understand people want tax breaks, and I get that. How do we pay for our government? How do we pay for our roads, our police, our military? It's all through taxes.
Yeah.
If we have less money going into the government, they have less to spend on infrastructure, which puts us at a disadvantage.
But this goes to something we've talked about before.
We've got to put the tax money where it's supposed to go and do the most amount of good. When you got schools that are all but falling apart, And stripping away.
Well, you got bridges in Pennsylvania that people can't drive on because they're falling apart.
Yeah. But you got you've got schools where, you know, the students, their whole curriculum is being shifted into such a way where it's no longer about trying to educate and make a better generation for tomorrow. It's let's crank out this, you know, the Idiocracy class of 2017 and just start making these dumb, easily manipulated people that will rally behind you because you tell them to, as opposed to...
Yeah, an uneducated populace is easy to control.
Yeah.
So, and that's why education has been declining.
And that's why he wants to put Ben Carson at the head of it.
Ugh.
That scares the fuck out of me.
If the tax system worked the way it's supposed to, and you were taxed based on your income... we would have a lot more money coming into this country than we do.
Yeah.
Taxing people who can't afford it is wrong.
Yeah.
And the tax system completely benefits the wealthy. It should not. It should be fair across the board. Yeah. If you make $5,000, you should have to pay taxes on those $5,000. It shouldn't be deferred to someone who makes
$500.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
and they talk about doing a flat tax, which is a terrible idea, because say you make $500 a month, and you have to pay $100 in taxes, where somebody that makes
$100,000,
$20,000, yeah, they have to pay $300 a month.
No,
they can afford that. You have to make a choice between what gets paid that much.
I think to help this country in a lot of ways, you need higher taxes for the wealthy. It needs to be taxed fairly. You need to be taxed on the money you make per year in a fair manner. If you make a lot of money, you need to be taxed more. Now, I thought of this a while ago. I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but I think it would be beneficial in this country that if you're an American company and you're outsourcing jobs, you should be taxed more. You should get tax breaks if you're creating more jobs in this country. If you're creating more factories, more jobs in this country, you should get tax breaks.
Yeah.
Because that will bring jobs back to this country.
Exactly.
That will employ more people, which means more revenue for the government because that's more people working, that's more people that can be taxed.
And there's more people that are spending, which benefits these companies.
And I think also... what would really help
is
we actually taxed like mega churches, these gargantuan, all they do is print money, you know, and under the guise of religion. And I'm just like, you are the least religious person, you know, imaginable. Some of these guys are the scum of the fucking earth, but yet they get to walk around and they don't have to pay a goddamn dime. And they have these gargantuan houses and these gargantuan churches, and they're bleeding dry the people that are actually paying the tax.
They're congregants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another thing that could help is that if the healthcare system worked in such a way where everyone could get healthcare,
universal healthcare,
then companies wouldn't have to provide it.
Exactly.
So they would be more likely to bring their jobs back, because one of the big things about bigger companies sending jobs up, they don't have to provide health care in those other countries.
Yep.
And that's a huge burden for them. So develop a universal health care system. Make it free.
Yeah.
Or make it cost very little to the average American.
And the thing is, if you have a healthy populace, it brings down the health care costs, because you don't have people that have to go to the emergency room because they can't afford to go see their doctor on a regular basis.
Or work themselves.
So you're spending you're spending less by preventative care than treating an issue in an emergency room.
And all of this stuff we're talking about helps bring up the value of the dollar.
Yeah.
So stuff ends up costing less. So you can pay people more so they can have decent lives.
Yeah.
Basically, bring back the American dream by taxing the shit out of any company who outsources their jobs, tax breaks to companies who create more jobs, and fix the healthcare. Those couple of things, huge. And then all the money you get from taxes, well, not all the money, but a lot of the money you get from taxes put into education.
Someone's calling me.
Really? Really, Jim? Really? This important country fixing... We're making America great again, and you're taking phone calls. Did we lose Jim? Oh, no.
Let's turn off the video.
Are you there? Are you there? Did we lose him? That'd be a great way to end the show.
Oh. And we just lost Jim.
Oh, well. But everything else is recording, and we got all that stuff, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's better than last week. Let's see if we can get him back.
Let's see. So about 50 minutes and 30 seconds.
Hey, that's a full show.
So
should we try and get him back?
Yeah, we'll try. We'll just call.
This beep brought to you by Comcast. Comcast, stealing your money since 19... There he is!
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
We switched over to audio. So.
Good news. We didn't lose all that audio.
All the audio saved this time.
Yes. So we can just continue on.
Yep. So let me start recording you. All right. And take two. But not the whole thing this time, which is good.
We're just going to leave this all in because I think it'll be great.
Editing. Psh, that's for
Fuck
chumps.
That.
That's for Trumps. Boom. Mic drop.
Did either of you see Paul Ryan on Wednesday? Talk about a guy who's kissing the new boss's ass.
Well, he has to because of some of the stuff that they've said.
Oh, dude, they have not... Paul Ryan and Trump have not been getting along at all through the whole thing.
No.
And Trump... Ryan doesn't want to lose his job. And
well,
now
I
he
heard
knows
he was
he's
talking about stepping down anyway.
I kind of hope he does.
Yeah.
Not that I have anything against Paul Ryan.
I don't like him, but he is a little more... centrist of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
He'll lean both directions, but he is he's better than what we could have.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I heard that some of the people that are being courted for the cabinet, and one of the names that came up was Newt Gingrich.
I heard that as well.
And yeah. However, I will say Rudy Giuliani was asked to be Attorney General, and he doesn't think he's going to take it.
Good. I don't like Rudy Giuliani.
It's
terrible.
Probably the smartest thing I've heard him say, but he was basically
Chris Christie
saying,
was supposedly being courted as well.
Yeah. I got to agree, as much as I hate this, I do have to agree with Giuliani, and he said about reopening the Hillary email case is that if it's not if we don't go back
we're
and
turning
look
off
at
the
it,
video
yeah we don't want to see your face anymore
yeah it's having some connection problems so
if we don't go through and be very thorough and make sure there's no problem thanks Jim
Yeah, we can still see you.
You're not wearing any pants. That was a great crotch shot, by the way.
He's all in. All in, baby.
I can tell it's very cold there.
I do want to say that one of the picks that they have right now is a climate denier is now going to be the head of the EPA.
Mm, yeah.
So we have that to look forward to.
Fun.
Yeah. So goodbye.
Yeah, there's a lot of worry about
clean
that,
energy.
Yeah. There's a lot of worry about that.
Yeah. And potentially Ben Carson, as education secretary.
I don't know enough about Carson to be...
No, he's terrible.
Is he?
Terrible, yeah. He may have been a neurosurgeon, which is great.
Well, that but, takes education, doesn't it?
Yeah. But so he thinks the pyramids were grain silos.
What? Are you there?
He said he might lose us. Shut off your video. Maybe that'll help. Can you hear us?
Shut off your video. Shut off your video. Shut off your video.
He can't hear us.
That's a great screenshot. Oh, can we see that screenshot?
I don't know if I can.
Did we lose him again?
Yeah, I think we lost him.
Oh.
Cut off your video if you can hear us.
Cut off your video.
Video off. Video off. See if that helps.
Off the video.
I should just send him a message.
Turn off faster. Your video. Turn off your video. He's probably just hearing video. Video. What? I don't know. That's such a great screenshot.
I know.
I really
I tried to. I tried to save it. I'll have to see if it worked.
If you do, let me... we'll put it on the post.
Yeah.
Jim's reaction to Trump.
This will be the show image.
He just looks horrified.
I know. He looks angry.
Angry and horrified. You just stole the last pizza pocket. It's still recording him.
Yep. We're still. It's still saying that it's connected. So.
But he can't hear us, and we can't hear him. Technology, folks.
Yes.
This is the Trump.
It probably
presidency.
Doesn't help that the router's across the house here.
Oh, yeah.
And he's in the middle of nowhere, so his internet, his cellular service is.
Well,
lacking.
Okay. You know what? We're probably going to have difficulty if he's still hearing us. I don't know. But we're probably going to wrap this up. Here's some good news. Something good we can take away from this. Star Wars Rogue One is less than a month away.
Yes.
And Doctor Strange was amazing.
And yeah, Doctor Strange
was fucking fantastic. Yeah.
So there's some good.
Yes.
I'm very excited about it. I just saw an international trailer.
I just saw that they released another one. I haven't seen it yet.
There's not a lot of like stuff we haven't seen, which is good.
I heard there was a little bit.
There's a little bit, but it doesn't really like affect the story.
Yeah.
So, and I've been really good about this. I know nothing about.
Yeah, I've done everything I can to stay away from it.
I haven't even tried. It's just how it happened. So, we should probably just wrap it.
Yeah.
We've been on an hour.
Time of death.
I'm calling it.
Yeah.
It's been a rough week.
Yep.
For everyone. And I know a lot of people are scared. I'm scared.
Yep. I'm scared as well.
But I want to
stay optimistic.
I want to hold on to my hope.
I want to hope that the greater side of humanity will make itself known over the course of this next
I feel
four
like
years.
We're in for darker days before brighter ones. I think there's going to be a lot more. We're going to see a lot more violence, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And there he went.
Yep.
That sounded like a transporter. I think he just transported out of here. But... I'm keeping a tight hold onto my hope. I'm going to urge anyone who listens to this podcast, no matter which way you lean, no matter what your feelings are in the fallout of this election, just remember there's hope. There's always hope. Like we've said, there's a very slim chance the electorate's
Skype closed for some reason.
There's a very slim chance that the electorates can change their votes. We won't know until December 19th. Yeah, let's get them back on so we can say goodbye. There's a chance that his past will finally come back to haunt him. And there's a chance that he could actually be a decent president.
Oh.
I personally think he's going to be the worst one since George W.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's
try this again. I think he was just answering. He's going to be like, damn it.
I'll just repeat myself. I'm so used to that. Are you there?
All right.
Sweet. Okay, so we're wrapping this up, Jim, because the internet apparently hates us. It's tired of our whining.
Oh, let me start recording again. All right, so...
The internet's pretty much done with our whining. Yeah,
so we'll wrap this up. I know you got stuff you got to do, because we all have lives that we have to continue living, regardless of our person that's in charge. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got this fallout shelter I'm digging now in my basement, so it's going to be a lot of work, but I think it's going to really bring the whole neighborhood together.
Yeah. So literally,
make sure there's plenty of room for all your neighbors, Jim.
The ones
just
I
connect
like,
them
yeah.
all.
The ones I like. Yeah.
We've had a really rough week. Everyone's emotions are really high right now. But we got to remember that we're all still brothers and sisters, essentially.
Yep.
We do have to kind of listen to our leaders right now. We do have to come together. I hope that he proves us wrong.
Yeah.
I hope in my heart that he.
I hope this
is
was
the
all
president
talk.
We want.
Yeah. I hope this was all talk.
Yeah. But we'll see. Time will tell.
Yep.
We need to just remain optimistic. Give this guy 100 days from the time he takes office, and let's see what kind of man he truly is.
Yep.
Yeah. And he also he doesn't just have a blank check that he gets to do whatever he wants.
Exactly. There's checks and balances.
The checks and balances. So.
We did not elect a dictator.
Yeah.
We elected a president.
He would like to be a dictator.
Dictator Trump does have a nicer ring to it.
I'm sure he'd love that title better.
You know what, guys? He could become one. We could see the very worst. You know, the very worst could be yet to come. But I'm holding on to hope that President Palpatine will not put together a clone army, will not issue Order 66, and we, the Jedi, will not fall.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm a Sith.
Still a Jedi.
I'm more Wookiee, I guess.
Jim, you're an Ewok, okay?
I'm a tall Ewok.
Very tall Ewok.
Ewok on steroids. All right, Jim, you got any final thoughts?
Just to, like James was saying, do all you can. I mean, there's so much bickering going on Facebook right now that it's almost unwatchable. Or unbearable, but the bickering is not going to change anything, and it's only going to drive us farther apart. We have to figure out a way to, regardless of how you feel, put these things aside and get back to what's most important, which is taking care of ourselves and taking care of each other, and making sure that we don't get run over by the big machine. So
this
is a real test for our government.
Yeah.
We're
it's a test for our country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this country is 240 years old.
Yeah.
It's been through rough times before. We will get through the next
4 years. We
will
survive.
And we don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot on the horizon. We don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. So we just have to hold on to our hope and ride this storm out.
Yep.
And hope that maybe, somewhere deep down in his heart of hearts, that President Biff Tannen will actually be a decent... human being, and
are you sure it's not President Camacho?
No, because Camacho
a little of both.
Camacho did the right thing at the very end.
Yeah, maybe he'll do the right thing.
Yeah, well, we're hoping.
Just remember, for everyone who listens to this show, that
be prepared for the
this is
games.
A place that you can come, and we will vent your frustrations for you.
Yeah.
So,
Gentlemen,
it's been a pleasure and an honor to serve with you.
Yeah, as the ship starts to sink. Yeah, it's fine. Let's play these fucking violins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Playing taps on a violin.
Dun, dun, dun.
It sounds classier that way.
Jim, hug your family close to you tonight. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And you guys are
this
family
show
as well,
is never better than when you're on.
Keep your head up.
Thank
we'll
you.
Get you back here to,
keep
to
your,
sanctuary
keep your
eventually.
Keep your Wolverine claws sharp.
Oh, dude. Razor goddamn sharp. I'll be
and
the guy.
It might be a good idea to start working on your cardio.
You just got to be faster than the person next to you.
You know, the Wolverine, the Weezer.
Weezervine.
Anyway, but yeah, absolutely. We'll keep in touch, and let's just keep this this show going. And like James said, we're here to kind of, you know, everybody's frustrated right now, and you know, we're here to kind of help at least alleviate that a little bit and give you something to listen to keep your spirits lifted, so we can all kind of get through this together.
Yeah. You know what? Let's make a promise. Next week, let's have some fun.
Let's all right. Drop the politics.
Let's bring some levity back. Let's have some fun, and let's hopefully bring some laughter to some people.
I'm on it. Let's do it.
I think we can do that.
I feel that we need another Friction Method episode.
Jim fucked any good meat lately?
Daddy's gonna have to start day drinking again. All right.
He is near the heartland, so.
I didn't fuck any meat, but I churned this butter for you.
I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I literally live 2 blocks from one of the largest meat processing plants here in the greater Pennsylvania area, Kunzler Meats.
Did you have to give, like, the
he had to go over there and go...
Knock on the door.
According to Butcher's Law.
I'm required to inform you. That
I will fuck your meat.
Your meat's not safe. Your meat's not safe. Probably best. I'll find
hide your bologna. Hide your hot dogs.
He's coming for you.
The meat molester's coming.
Again, the meat molester. Totally forgot about that.
Fiddler, not molester.
My apologies.
Okay, we need to save this for next week. Jim, we love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you guys too.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.